There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John, and this week we have a star-studded cast, specifically because we're missing one person. We had this whole other plan laid out, but the person that was most supposed to carry that plan is not here because, I don't know, whatever
he's
excuse.
Got homework.
Yeah, and so for that, I just have this to say.
Well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
You're having way too much fun with your soundboard.
Yes.
Soundboard rocks.
I don't have soundboard rocks up.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No.
Maybe after this podcast.
In case you carry us away.
And of course, you can hear from the sound of his melodious voice. Serve is in the house. Serve.
Melodious. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Also on the phone, we have the original Unique Geek. Ed?
Hey-o!
Ed McMahon, apparently.
He's risen.
Also joining us tonight is off from his duties at school of being a student. And I suppose you also have to do some TA stuff, don't you? Or Carrie?
Well, I don't know about TA. Maybe T and A, but not another T. I'm this is my last night before my last semester begins, so fingers crossed.
All right.
Yay!
My academic career is grinding to a merciful end.
Also, we have joining us Rox. Rox of Spaz House.
Hello, hello!
And last, but certainly not least, my co-host...
The shortest.
My...
yeah.
Possibly.
One-eyest.
What?
For what?
One-eyest.
Oh, one-eyest.
I have two eyes.
Last time I saw you, only
I
had one.
I need your eyes!
I'm co-host of the Dragon Con podcast that we did last year, and we'll be doing again this year.
Fingers crossed. We will?
Fingers crossed. Lee!
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Lee, who can also be found on of course, the Weekend Justice podcast over at needcoffee.com. How you doing, Lee?
Hi-de-ho!
Jeez, I'm very tired, actually.
What is this? So, what I thought we would do tonight, since the original plan was to talk about DC and go through all the characters and who should have a movie and with the television shows and all this other really geek-related
stuff that none of us know anything about.
Right. Ed, like I said, in the pre-show, was that Ed probably knows the most about it, and he knows very little about DC
exactly.
At this point. I think all of us could probably name...
Well, actually, there was something we can probably all maybe touch on is why is it... One of the questions was, why is it DC movies never do as well as Marvel?
Well, let me ask...
Well, wait, it depends on which... Yeah, no, I mean, the first Superman did great.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, but that was also like the first superhero movie ever, wasn't it? Pretty much.
All right. I'll rephrase it. In the 21st century, why is Marvel comics translate better into movies and money opposed to DC?
Okay, I actually have read something on this. I cannot believe I have. I read an article once that after 9/11, that there was a DC had a real hard time dealing with 9/11 in their comics. And Marvel did not. Because DC has all of these super people who could not fix it or save it. But Marvel had people that we could relate to who had problems dealing with 9/11 and did what they could to respond. And maybe that goes along with why we can say, okay, I understand Spider-Man, but really, somebody from Krypton, I just don't get anymore.
No, I don't buy it.
So we blame it on 9/11.
No, I didn't say we blame it on 9/11, but it is that idea that we we as moviegoers can relate better to a Spider-Man than a Superman.
If DC movie sucks, the terrorists win.
We as a culture relate better to newer Marvel characters than we do older DC characters. The core of DC's stable, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, are Golden Age characters. They don't resonate with the people that are prime moviegoers now, those between the ages of their early teens to their late 30s.
Those Except people, Batman.
Iron Man is not a Golden Age character.
No, she said Batman.
Batman is the outlier because Batman was completely reinvented by Frank Miller. When he wrote the Dark Knight series, made it an entirely new kind of dark, brooding anti-hero. None of DC's characters up until a certain point did that, and by the time they did decide to do the anti-hero thing, it was already stilted. It was a tired idea. Spider-Man, X-Men, the Avengers, they're all a little bit fresher, more relevant, more culturally synonymous with or synchronous than most of DC's characters.
But Batman made a shitload of money.
Right,
yes, because Batman is their only relevant character.
Yeah, and actually, I guess that would be why you would see that they kind of tried to ride that gravy train for as long as they could, even though Schumacher was destroying it. that's actually an interesting.
I don't know that I can come up with any disagreement with what you just said, Carrie.
No, I
think
yeah.
about it. What's the core?
I bet Ed could. Ed
behind the X-Men. It's not that they're superheroes. It's not that they're mutants. It's the angst. It's the teen angst that makes that series so compelling. It's a story that about younger, angsty kids that just happen to have superpowers. And the X-Men made the core of Marvel's comeback after they just completely crapped the bed. Spider-Man was kind of...
Sorry.
He was a later character. Spider-Man started in, what, the 60s? But still, they still relevant enough, still... It doesn't have quite that gee whiz feel that a lot of DC characters have. The same with the Avengers. The Avengers are the X-Men... Only a little bit more militaristic, only a little bit more adult. Yet it's the angst, the interrelation between the characters that make it so interesting. Whereas the DC characters, like I said, are the Golden Age characters. They're the heroes. They're it's the best comparison I can think of is think of how that was portrayed in Astro City. How they did their superhero group in that. It's just not fresh. It's not immediate. Well, it doesn't resonate with most of current movie.
Then how come? I mean, you do have angsty characters in DC. You have Swamp Thing. You do have.
But he's been
yes, but
Vertigo.
He is a marginal character. He's not a popular character. I love Swamp Thing too.
Right. See, I find it hard because I've sort of read. For me, I've been a DC horror fan for years. You know, I've read all of the, you know, House of Mystery, House of Secrets stuff, and Swamp Thing.
Whoa! That wasn't me.
No.
I won't disagree with you, but there's a couple problems there. First of all, Swamp Thing is a horror title, not a superhero title. It's not a core part of the DC universe. They flirt every once in a while, but there's a bit of a disconnect. Secondly,
I mean, you could say that with Batman. Batman's a vigilante, not really.
Batman is a core. He's a member of the Justice League. He is a core DC title.
I go further back, and I would say more vigilante, especially with the Frank Miller.
Is Batman a superhero?
Yes.
There you go.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not super per se.
No. Oh, is that Shag?
Batman is not a superhero. He's a vigilante. He's a detective. He is an angsty motherfucker. But I don't think I'd qualify him as a superhero.
He fits into the genre of superheroes. And the reason that he's DC's only relevant hero is all the reasons you just mentioned. He's angsty. He's a detective. He's a little bit deeper of a character. Superman's dull.
Is the claim that there's no one angsty in the DC universe?
No, there's no. It's not that there's no one angsty in the DC universe. It's that the core of DC's characters lack that. They're no longer culturally relevant. They're too 50s.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point's been hit home pretty hard every time Marvel and DC do a crossover that the DC pantheon really is the happy, shiny, heroic, everyone looks up to them like the Greek pantheon, really, whereas the Marvel characters are the dirty street-level folks who are digging through, you know, the day-to-day. And whenever when they did the JLA right. Avengers for Busick, they really hit that home, whereas in the DC universe, the heroes are revered, in the Marvel universe, the heroes are disliked and sort of shunned.
By the way, for those of you joining us late, Shag has joined us. Shag from Once Upon a Geek.
You just showed up.
I was otherwise detained this evening against my will. So
then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
You had to chew through the restraints again, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah. I was actually supposed to be there in studio today, but because of coworkers of mine, that didn't happen.
So anyway, to recap for those of us joining us late, Shag, the
John, you're a petty man sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes special.
The idea here was that we actually were going to ditch the whole DC comic topic, but apparently it's got legs.
Yeah, I get yes. more than
that. Was me. That was me.
Wonder Woman does have legs.
Well.
The thought that Carrie brought up something that kind of took us all back.
Carrie, why don't you recap what you said? You know, I know you only said it 2 minutes ago.
Or those of you listening could have just rewound it and listened again, but you know, whatever.
We were discussing, I think it started with the difference between Marvel and DC characters in film, in movies.
Yeah.
And why Marvel has really had some sizable successes. Even in their movies that really, really weren't hits, they still made some money. As opposed to DC, DC's had Batman and, well, Batman. And the reason that I advanced is that the cultural relevance of the characters. Marvel's characters at heart are a little bit fresher, a little bit more culturally relevant. It resonates with people a little bit more. They see more of themselves in them, as opposed to DC's core stable of Superman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern. Those are 50s era characters. And they're having a really hard time trying to reinvent them, because if they reinvent them too much, the characters lose themselves.
I would say you're right to some extent, partially because you're the most dangerous man in podcasting. I'm not going to argue with you too much. The other is that Warner Brothers has failed because they focused on Superman and Batman. That's why they failed. Batman has worked. Yeah, but once DC focuses on Green Lantern, if they play their cards right, they have a real good chance to make Green Lantern relevant. If they make Hal Jordan a regular guy who has angsty or whatever emotion set you want, they can make him more relevant. When they do the Flash film, which is in pre-production right now, well, I don't want to say pre-production, but it's being developed right now, there is a real potential there. I mean, that's basically the joke is what they've been saying lately is Central City CSI is kind of what they would be. You know, it's a CSI cop show, except the guy can run really fast. They have an opportunity with these other characters. Once they stop focusing on the Boy Scout of Superman, they have an opportunity to show relevant characters, the characters that are interesting.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that leads into my subset of problems that I think people have with DC characters. They're too damn powerful. There's a certain level of power in a character where they start becoming dull. That's one of the problems Superman has. To make him interesting, you've either got to make him weaker or have some kind of creative writing to make him vulnerable. When it comes to the Flash and the extent to where they took his power to where he can vibrate through matter. And Green Lantern is another one. Phenomenally powerful character. It makes it more difficult for people to really emotionally connect with them. When you take the X-Men, there were some fairly powerful characters in there, but Magneto was held in jail by humans. He had to have help getting busted out. And he's one of the most powerful mutants on the planet. It doesn't make it impossible, but it makes more of a gulf between the viewer and the character on the screen that it really requires exceptional reading to forge.
I think it just takes creative writing. I mean, because, you know, Magneto, you put Magneto against the Flash, Magneto's a hell of a lot more powerful. You put Wolverine against Flash, to some extent Wolverine's more powerful because you can't fucking kill him. So it really is up to the writer, and I know I keep interrupting Ed. He wants to speak. Ed, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say that before you mentioned it. I mean, the problem with the movies on the movie side is that Warner Brothers, DC, has had this knack for some odd reason of basically doing the same thing over and over again with Superman and Batman. They don't keep it fresh by introducing the public to other characters other than these two characters. Whereas Marvel has done almost exactly the opposite. Yeah, they did, what, 3 X-Men, 4 X-Men movies, yet they were still expanding it further by including a Spider-Man, you know, a Hulk, a couple of Hulk movies, even though one of them was pretty crappy, you know, an Iron Man. But you see, my point is that Marvel has used their arsenal of characters to make really good movies, whereas, you know, DC, Warner Brothers has not elaborated on any more characters other than Superman and Batman.
I got a really I got a really terrible analogy for you, and we could rip it apart. But DC is operating like Microsoft. They keep putting out the same thing, and they just change it around a little bit. Whereas Apple puts out an entirely new package with all kinds of shiny marketing and pretty pictures and know more what the people want.
Ugh.
Okay,
that's
maybe
pretty
it's a
good. That's pretty good.
Some of us don't like that analogy.
Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, the core of DC's stable, their number one character probably Superman. Everyone pretty much agrees Superman's a dull character. It's tired.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd say Batman's their number one character from a merchandising and recognition factor.
Okay. But Batman is pretty well played out. They really screwed up in that last movie by not leaving themselves another villain. If they had left,
In a couple of years, when the next Batman movie comes out, we'll be happy for you to eat those words. But go ahead.
Well, that we'll get into that in a second. Now, beyond Batman, Wonder Woman.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Wonder Woman's pretty boring too.
Wonder Woman. She's almost DOA.
Nobody knows how to handle the writing for Wonder Woman.
Costume is going to create just a maelstrom of bad press because of how sexist it is.
They could put Wonder Woman in the warrior costume and get away with it. I think the ladies are right. No one at Warner Brothers is willing to step forward and say a kick butt female action lead will work. No one in any film company, for that matter, is willing to say that.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, they write them so terribly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
there hasn't been one. There has not been even anything close.
I mean, there hasn't even been any good titles for Wonder Woman, has there? I mean, really? Any good story arcs?
She does not have a Dark Knight Returns. No.
Didn't Matt Wagner do some Wonder Woman titles not too long ago?
Who is that? Matt Wagner?
Matt Wagner. Didn't he do some Wonder Woman studies, stories?
Did he sing She's Like the Wind? No, that was
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. What did Matt Wagner
did a Trinity book, which is about Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman together.
Okay, well, carrying on to the so much focus, next title, we got Green Lantern. They're bringing it to a film. Remains to be seen how well it's going to do. I can never see them pulling off a Justice League movie.
Agreed.
They've had some good Justice League cartoons, though. They had Crisis on Two Earths, which was recently came out and is pretty darn good.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Talking on cartoons, though, Lee, is they know that that is very niche. When it comes to movies, and this is my overall problem, it's like the movie studio has to make the comic book hero broad enough so that you could take anybody to this. So it's not like they're really catering to the fans that have, you know, kept these characters alive for so many years because they buy the comics, you know? So it's like, you're not, when it comes to the movies, you're never ever going to make the fans totally happy.
Well, you're not.
Whereas
but,
the
I
cartoons,
mean,
you could come up with like the Justice League and have them really good because they know it's such a small niche market.
But that's
a
moot point. I mean, that happens with Marvel too. I mean, people can gripe because the X-Men weren't in their traditional costumes in the movie; they were in the black leather. But
right.
I mean, that's sort of a moot point. You have to understand everything isn't going to necessarily translate from the comic book to the movie screen. But
no, because the bottom line is money, so they have to do that.
What I was trying to build up to over a long period of time. Okay, we got Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, Flash, some of the Justice League characters. What else does DC's core stable consist of?
Sandman.
Just kidding. Hawk Girl.
I mean, they've
Firestorm.
Got the Teen Titans.
No, Firestorm sucks.
Original comics fan. Okay, name me some DC characters. Beyond those few, who do you think they're going to name?
Oh,
okay,
well,
now,
man,
see,
hold
but
on.
Wait, hold on a second. It depends, because if you ask my 11-year-old, he's going to name a whole lot.
A marginal fan.
I'm not, sorry?
Not a kid that's really into DC comics.
It's funny we missed one of the obvious ones, which was Aquaman.
Aquaman.
That's because everyone forgets Aquaman.
Even the Justice League forgets Aquaman.
Wow. Well, Carrie, compared to Marvel characters,
what have you got? You've got the X-Men. You've got Spider-Man. Now you have Iron Man. You have the Avengers. You have Thor. You have the Hulk.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, though. I can name just as many from DC as I can from Marvel.
Put the brakes on for just
fan,
a second, Carrie.
Okay, hold on, everyone. Time out. Back to your corners.
I would say, Carrie, that you go back in time to 1998, okay? Go back to 1998, and you ask people to name Marvel characters, and you're not going to get very many answers outside of the Avengers.
Okay, back to 1998.
You probably wouldn't get X-Men characters.
We're going to take them away from you.
You'd get Spider-Man, you'd get the Hulk, you might get Captain America. You're not going to get much more from Marvel back then. It's just Marvel had... Marvel's done a very good job getting the word out there on the characters. DC has done a very shitty job. So I'd agree. People can't name many of the main DC stable outside of the Justice League and the Teen Titans, because the Teen Titans have had a couple cartoons.
I still think they're hamstrung by their characters as well.
And if I may say, to bolster Shag's point, Marvel has done a great job of marketing themselves. Just take the fact that they're now owned by Disney. Disney could have very well have gone to DC, and they probably would have taken the money and run as well. And if you think about it, in the overall sense, DC's characters fit more into Disney's mythos. You know, like the whole they're nicer, they're clean, more clean cut than or at least they're perceived as cleaner cut than Marvel's characters. But Disney went with. Of course, they were also looking for a way to appeal to the tween boys, but on the flip side of that, though, is that because they had proven themselves to be a good commodity and market themselves well, Disney said, okay, we'll take them, and I'm sure it could have come down to either side.
They couldn't buy Warner Brothers, probably.
Warner
could spin that piece off.
I mean, they got rid of AOL. Oh, sorry, wait, that's not right. I always forget AOL bought Warner Brothers, which is the weirdest
AOL
thing.
AOL bought, yeah, different. That was during a different period of time.
Well, Shag,
Ed's favorite company.
You were mentioning before, you know, or someone was mentioning about naming DC characters and having, you know, growing up in the 80s, you know, when Saturday morning still had cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Justice League cartoon.
Wait, who grew up in the 80s?
Wah.
In this group.
Wah.
All of us.
Including you, Lee.
We'll say you did, too.
I was in high school in the 80s. No,
growing
sorry.
Up. You're still growing
early
up.
Early 80s. Born yet.
Lee, you're Lee. Only a year older than me.
Well, the point that I was after here is that we're going to be able to name characters Justice League cartoon.
But, you know, I also remember that time there was a Spider-Man cartoon. The Spider-Man Firestar Iceman cartoon.
Yeah, but that wasn't on Saturday morning. It was on after school at 3 o'clock.
It was on Saturday morning.
The Spider-Man was on the electric company. That's right, because he didn't talk.
But I mean,
to my point, you know, you're going to name DC characters.
Let's see.
Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, Robin, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. And then you're going to come up with the real low-class second-tier guys like Apache Chief. And
Zan and
Jaina. Black Lightning.
We're talking the Super Friends.
Yeah.
Super Friends.
So.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Oh, I need that one.
Form of
Gorilla. Frozen water. Form of not frozen water. That's all I can ever remember him doing. Sorry. Okay.
So to go back to Carrie's point, Carrie, I don't think if you go back to like I said in the 90s, I don't think you'd get many more Marvel characters named than you would DC back then. Again, Marvel's done a very good job marketing it, and DC hasn't. And do you have a point about DC having non-accessible characters? Maybe so.
I wouldn't argue that Marvel hasn't done a much better job marketing their characters, but in as far as the zeitgeist behind their characters, I still think Marvel resonates better. I think DC sat on the laurels too much, let their character stable become stale, and are now reaping the outcome of it.
John, did you hear that? He called Shag a zebra.
Yeah, but you know what? If you went 10 years ago, nobody would have thought there would be like a really top line Iron Man movie. I mean, there was a long time everyone's
before
like,
"Oh, the Iron
God.
Man movie came out."
Now,
you couldn't
but,
have told me there
wait
was going to be a
hold
top
on.
Line
I remember
Iron
some
Man.
The day other before, podcast where we were talking about sucked. Iron Man.
What the heck happened?
I don't know.
Lee, uh-oh. Come back to us.
She's there.
I did not like what she said.
Am I here?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there we
okay.
go. Was someone's
but
phone ringing?
Somebody was saying that they're very concerned about Iron Man because who else is the villain? I mean, isn't Iron Man really about Tony Stark, you know, trying not to be an alcoholic playboy, not really trying to be Iron Man so much?
Well, and again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. What was it that made Iron Man so entertaining? It wasn't the fact that he's a superhero. It's the fact that he was an arrogant, charismatic jerk.
He had a power suit.
And the same with X-Men. The X-Men were a bunch of angsty teenagers. Spider-Man. People empathize with these characters. People can recognize they elements of the characters in themselves. They don't do that with characters like Superman.
Yeah, I totally can see myself as the rich millionaire playboy with the jet liner.
You could.
Yeah, you should.
That's why
relate.
You were
yeah.
late.
Isn't that what your bio says on the Unique Geek?
That actually it does.
So shut the hell up then. Well, I mean, big problem with DC's movie was Superman Returns. Superman Returns. It was just bad.
Bullet in the eye. Bullet in the eye.
And so I was kind of thinking about this. So if Carrie's theory is right, that these Golden Age characters don't translate well.
I've got a Golden Age character.
What happens with Captain America?
Well, Captain America is getting an Ultimates makeover. If they took
he's being gritty.
The cheesy spandex Captain America and tried to make a movie out of it, it would crash and burn. But they are apparently trying to go the Ultimates route, emphasize the World War II aspect of it, the fact that he's a soldier.
And he's Johnny Storm.
And make him relevant. Will they be able to do it? I don't know. I'm hopeful. I like the Ultimates cap. But DC, they don't have an Ultimates effort in their product line.
But isn't the
actually,
Ultimates...
It comes out starting in August.
Isn't the Ultimates... isn't the
Superman Earth 1.
Oh, what's it called, Chag?
Superman Earth 1.
Hmm.
The image they've released so far is Superman in a hoodie.
Yo, I'm Superman, boy.
Oh, never ever do that again, John.
Why? What's up, Chief?
Oh.
No, so isn't the Ultimates Captain America, though, supposed to be just the guy that was frozen? And he actually has some of the old World War II sensibilities?
Yeah.
But the guy
he's
that
a flaming, he's a flaming
but
asshole.
They focused on...
Well, it's true.
Less on
well, he's
the...
Sex, he's a...
They focus
he's a sexist
on
pig.
Superhero character aspect of it, and more on the character development. The fact that he was alienated, he had internal strife, he didn't some of his values no longer were espoused in this world.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I completely enjoyed Ultimates, but I guess what my point is that with the movie that's coming out and the cast that they have cast so far, or the actors they have cast so far, I don't see it going that way.
Well, that's why I said I don't know if it's going to work or not. I mean, apparently they are focusing on the World War II aspect of Cap and then him being revived in modern day.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, you might know this. Is it still the guy who played Johnny Storm is going to be?
Yep. Yes. Yes.
What kind of ridiculousness is that? I mean, that makes him way too young to even. I mean, the guy looks way too young to even have fought in World War II. I mean,
it's going to be one of those big M. Night Shyamalan ding dong twists, and he's going to be a Skrull. I'm telling
there'll
you,
there'll be a twist at the end.
I think we're getting away from we're getting into Marvel out of DC. So, do we want to try and get back to DC?
Well, okay, let's get back to
why?
DC.
Why? It sucks.
At the time that Marvel was really
that way, we've got it out of the way, and we can go back to Marvel next time.
Okay. At the time that Marvel was really resurrecting themselves and becoming relevant again with the Chris Claremont X-Men, what was DC doing? DC was laying the foundations for Vertigo. That's when the Alan Moore Swamp Thing really kicked in. And shortly thereafter, Neil Gaiman started Sandman. And I'm trying to think of some of the other titles of that time. That's where DC was really cool.
Dreaming.
And I'll still go back and read those. I would love to see some of that possibly made into a movie, although I think majority of it would never happen.
Well, has anyone seen Jonah Hex yet?
Oh, no. I would rather eat my own eyeballs.
Well, I mean, there you go. There's another DC title.
I was going to ask you, weren't you supposed to go see it, Rock?
But it was so badly done.
Well, I think the problem is
Megan Fox in it.
Exactly. I think one of the problems for that is they should have left it as an R-rated film.
Right.
And they worked really hard to make it into like PG-13.
They should have kept out the dynamite crossbows and the Gatling gun on the horse.
You know what?
It looks like the Wild Wild West movie with Will Smith.
You know, I can buy that stuff if it's done not tongue in cheek, but if it's sold, you know, if they commit to it.
Considering it's Jonah Hex, it has to be tongue and jaw.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Tongue and outside of face.
Tongue and groove.
Tongue and groove. Ooh, hey, that's sexy.
Ooh.
So yeah. Now where was I?
See, now you got him all excited.
Welcome to the ladies, man.
No, but I guess in Rock's hit on this as far as the Jonah Hex thing is concerned. I saw
Did you
when
just say Rock's hit on Jonah Hex.
Yes, Rock's, and she probably would. He's got the whole.
I wouldn't tap that.
You sure? He's got that whole steampunk thing.
He's
going.
He's got the whole hobo idea too.
I'm sorry, it's that face. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, when the lights are off, though.
So shallow, Rocks.
I tell you.
yeah, I am.
It's
I'm
all about
sorry.
The looks.
I'm
it's
shallow.
All about the looks.
Shallow.
John,
wow. Pretty
say?
Special.
No, let's just make more fun of Rocks being shallow for a minute.
Wait a minute. Are you playing a soundbite of me, John?
No.
Yes,
so...
you are.
Do
he's saying something special.
Do you have an issue with it, Chag?
No, you're just playing it at inopportune times. That's all.
Oh, I wished you did have an issue with it.
yes, I'm horribly offended.
Well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
Oh, that's what that other soundbite is.
Anyway,
lovely.
So, getting back to what Rox was saying, when I saw the previews for Jonah Hex, I was like, all right, this is going to be awesome. And I kept seeing this film not yet rated. And as it kept getting closer and closer, I said, and it kept still saying this film not yet rated, I said, this movie is going to suck.
Yeah.
And the reason why is exactly what Rox said. They decide they want to try and get the teenage kids, but unfortunately, there's nothing in that movie, in those trailers, that appeals to teenage kids, with the exception of Megan Fox. That any of the kids would want to go see. So they should have gone the route of just making it rated R, make the money they can. I imagine, you know what? I bet Jonah Hex cleans up in the DVD market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it'll clean up on the director's
edition. I think it'll clean up better if they made it an unrated version.
Right.
But there'll be an unrated version that'll come out on DVD, so it'll be fine.
The thing is the title was around since the 70s. Okay. You know, a spawn of like weird war and weird Western stuff. You know, so there were very adult themes. You know, when you consider he too was an alcoholic, his mom turned to prostitution. So there's very, really adult themes in it.
But that's a DC.
Wow, that's a really feel good character from DC. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, he's not up on a pedestal like everybody else, at least.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they could have taken some storylines like the only Jonah Hex series I own, which is The Riders of the Worm. Takes the whole concept of Western, throws in a little mysticism, a little bit of sci-fi. It's incredibly quirky, but entertaining, and it works. And
that
it
was
seems
Vertigo,
to go.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but years in the 70s, it was DC. There was, you know, around 77.
It seems as though they took Jonah Hex and gave it the Catwoman treatment. Hey, here's a cool character idea. Let's mess with it. Let's just take it and completely redo it.
I don't think he was going to say mess with it, John.
That was pretty low, dude.
I think he was going to say something else.
Yeah, I
think so, too.
I was about to say something else.
Which is perfectly fine.
I don't know. I was
about
hoping
to say,
that they would
have
done...
Is this going to be a rated PG podcast?
I thought
they were going to go with like a Sin City route. Really,
wait.
like John said, is because it was unrated for so long. It's like, oh, it might be really good, and then as you know, John said, the closer it gets, it's like, I think I'm going to stay away. So,
yeah. Well, now, after I saw the first longer trailer. With all the Gatling guns on the horse and Megan Fox actually talking.
Yeah.
I'm all for Gatling guns on horses and
I was
stuff.
Rox, you're for Gatling guns on anything.
If I can put one on my bike, yeah.
If she could replace an arm with one, she'd be great.
Ed, what were you saying?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
It never ceases to amaze me how movie studios and producers and directors will buy the rights for a character that at least is marginally popular. Let's take like a Tank Girl, for instance. And then just make
let's take
unrecognizable.
Her
Catwoman.
Giant kangaroos.
It was popular for a reason. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. It doesn't work. You're not going to be able to take a character with an established fan base that gained some popularity or notoriety on its own merit, and then remake it and make yourself look brilliant. It doesn't work. So stop it.
He said so.
It didn't work for Electron.
Oh,
man. I'll never get that 2 hours back.
All right, let me go around the horn and ask, if you could have any DC comic made into a movie, that's not one of the, you know, big three, who would it be? I'll start with Shag, since he'll probably have something.
I would do Green Lantern starring Kyle Rayner. The kid who doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he's having to follow up on a legacy.
And
Don't bother showing me the legacy. I don't really care to see Hal Jordan. I'd rather see a kid who's having to step into it and there's a legacy he doesn't know anything about.
And he was the artist, right?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, that's where I picked up Green Lantern. That's where I started reading Green Lantern. Ed, how about you?
Well, actually, I like to go on the Vertigo side, please, and pick a Preacher.
I'll take from the...
For 500.
And can I get a side of Fables while I'm at it?
Yeah.
They already did Fables. It was called The Charmings.
I thought somebody has... We thought of the Fables for like a TV series.
Yeah, ABC's supposedly developing it.
Okay.
What about you, Lee?
I don't know. I mean, I never really read all these. I mean, what I know about the DC verse, I know from Justice League and Teen Titans, and I guess from Justice League, I would love to know more about the Flash if they did it right and if they had the right actor. Which would possibly be Michael Rosenbaum, who gave his voice.
He's not Flash.
What?
He's Lex Luthor. He's Lex Luthor.
He's not really bald.
And he's an actor. He's not really like Luther.
He's acting.
He's not really like Luther either. And he doesn't wear a lot of purple.
But he's really hungover at Dragon Con on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like you weren't.
How about you, Carrie?
I'd have to stay firmly in the Vertigo camp with the Vertigo era Animal Man.
Ooh, wow. We got a winner here. Yeah. Actually, he would work in Vertigo or non-Vertigo. Either way, he would work.
The Vertigo era Animal Man just fascinated me.
Explain Animal Man to those of us that don't know who he is.
Well,
speaks to animals.
If he he does not.
They did that with Eddie Murphy.
That was Dr. Doolittle.
I was about to say, so
but
he's
to
like...
To be honest, just about any of the Vertigo titles, I would say. But I'm probably not the best one to describe the character because I only peripherally know it. I had like one or two single issues, and I borrowed some to read them. But it was a long time ago. But if HBO would take Preacher and make it into a series, I probably would dance a jig naked.
Would you put it on YouTube?
Again.
All right, real quick, John, to answer your question on Animal Man, then I'll turn it back to Carrie. From superpower perspective...
Screw it, I'm going to Wikipedia.
He had the ability to replicate any animal's powers that were within his vicinity, but it was to his proportion. So an ant who can lift 10 times his weight, he could lift 10 times of his own weight. If an eagle was near him, he could fly, things like that. But what made the Vertigo series so interesting was that...
He stayed all the time in a zoo.
No, it became very readily apparent that Animal Man was in a comic book. And there was a writer writing his adventures. And
an ant
a writer
is not an animal.
It was technically an insect. Good point, Ed. But so it was very interesting in that the meta experience of him finding out that there is a guy who's writing his story and he meets him and things like that. It was pretty cool.
So he's
that's like Stranger
than
Fiction.
Better than Aquaman.
What's that?
All right, here,
so he's like
you, 10
times better than Aquaman.
Exactly.
He can actually be the fish, not just talk to the fish.
If I could talk to the fish, I'd have very limited powers.
He doesn't transform. He just like can breathe water all of a sudden. Then, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Aquaman is crying in his goldfish bowl somewhere.
So what about you, Rox? Who would you?
Carrie was in the middle of something there.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. Go on.
Go ahead.
No, you finish.
The mic already.
No, we're waiting. Oh. We're waiting until you finish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've already lost my train of thought.
Well, we'll wait for it.
I'm going to put a penny on the tracks while I wait.
I was talking about any of the Vertigo titles would work, just to give this dead horse one more beat, because that's where all of DC's relevant characters are.
Yeah, but Constantine didn't work.
Because they screwed it up. What did
I know. Keanu, that's...
What was wrong with that movie?
They changed it. That's
Keanu?
I was kidding.
Hey, can you come back to me after you go to the rest of people?
Sure.
I got another one. Go ahead.
Okay. Rox, your thoughts?
Oh, I want to see somebody do a great horror Hammer type style film on House of Mystery.
Ooh.
The latest one is really good. There's a really decent story arc, and they still hold loosely to the anthology that House of Mystery was, which House of Mystery was sort of a off-the-cuff DC take on EC Comics, you know, Tales from the Crypt and stuff, during the comic code era. So House of Mystery was hosted by, I think, Kane. House of Secret was Abel. They were two brothers. They showed up in Sandman. In this, there is a House of Mystery. People are stuck in this house. In order to pay for drinks and food, they have to tell a story. So there's still this anthology. There's always another story. But then they've actually... At first, I really wasn't thrilled about like this ongoing kind of story arc, but it's gotten really good. So I would like to see somebody sort of tackle like an old-fashioned Hammer type style film and do a House of Mystery.
So would it be a film or would it be like a television series or like an HBO series, a la Tales of the Crypt?
You know what? I'd like to see it as like an HBO series.
Okay.
because it is ongoing. Because
just because you want to see the full frontal
movie.
Even
when they did like Tales from the Crypt films, that I think Hammer did do a couple of them, and then of course then we, you know, the U.S. did a series. Each they would do like 3-4 short stories in a film, and they were like 20 minutes a piece. So it would have to be a mini series, because, you know, unless you did like one short story and then an arc, yeah, it wouldn't work any other way, but that's what I like. Okay, so make that happen, somebody.
Okay, we'll get right on that. Okay. Serve.
Best trailer for a movie never made. Robin.
Oh,
the Grayson film?
Yeah, the Grayson trailer.
Yeah.
That make that into a damn movie already. And suddenly... and suddenly
CSI
every
Miami.
DC character is actually cool again.
Why, in comparison to Robin, everybody is cool?
Well, if you haven't seen this, the Grayson trailer, it takes place. Batman has been killed, and Dick Grayson.
So inevitably,
Robin.
That means he'll be back like in six, seven
issues. Minutes.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. But Dick Grayson, Robin, is now trying to find the killer, and in doing so, thinks that he has allies and folks like Clark Kent and Superman and. Some of the other Justice League heroes, but he finds out maybe not. So he's essentially against everybody. He's transitioning from Robin to the Batman. So you can check the Grayson trailer out online. Best movie never made.
Is it a fan trailer?
Yeah, it's fan trailer.
Mm-hmm. But it's very good.
Hey Ed, we haven't heard from you. What about you? Do you have something?
Well, I was gonna go. Something like Unknown Soldier, I think, would do really well.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
The Garth Ennis story that he wrote was really fantastic, and do it something along the lines of that, make it sort of like a Black Ops type story.
Isn't that the Punisher?
What?
Nothing, go on. I said, isn't that the Punisher? Go on.
No.
No, oh no.
Shut up, John. Make that into a soundbite for your soundboard.
Wow, pretty special.
I think the Unknown Soldier would translate pretty well to the big screen.
Yes, it would.
Is that a DC comic or a Vertigo as well?
Years ago it was DC.
It was DC, but
my brother
Garth Ennis
would
did
buy
a Vertigo.
Those.
I think he did it in Vertigo.
Correct.
Yeah, but it started out regular DC back in the 70s.
What about you, John?
I would like to see a different Wonder Woman than the prawn I own.
Did you send me a link to that?
What? Huh? What? What did I say? I didn't say anything.
Speaking of which, hey, Batman XXX.
Oh yeah.
What?
Tori Black, best Catwoman ever.
Oh, she is. She's amazing. Anyway. So next subject.
What the hell? What is wrong with you people?
We're not even talking about
that. What? Lee, you say
you
that on every
that
podcast
anymore,
you're
Lee.
On.
What?
Exactly.
What?
You don't get to play that card
Batman
anymore,
porn?
Lee.
Oh,
you
have
heard about
no
this?
Idea.
No.
There are safe for work trailers that you can watch for Batman XXX, and it is a total camp spoof of the Batman 60s series, done very, very well, actually, up until the parts where outside the trailer where they start taking the clothes off.
Okay.
No, that part's done pretty well too.
See.
Not that I would know. Anyway, Okay. So I guess there's
Igley is having a moment.
Well, it's making me sign in, and I can't remember what my damn password is on. Oh, it's my Google name. Okay.
Oh, what kind of site is that?
My password is what Lee is trying to remember. Happy Leah time.
You don't have to pay for porn anymore, right, Lee? You know that, right?
Porn.
What?
Anyway, what's this Blue Beetle thing? I want to jump over to that real quick because I saw
Beetles.
Huh?
Blue Beetle.
The Beetles.
Oh, Blue Beetle.
Could have been named the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next big failure from DC.
What is it? What is it? Tell me.
Blue Beetle is a character. He's a legacy character.
Well, I know who the character is. Oh, but tell everyone else. Go on. Go on. No, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. No, okay, go.
The reason why DC wants to push his characters right now is he's Hispanic. And DC, they are under a tremendous amount of firepower right now by a group saying that they are racist because they're getting rid of all their minority characters in favor of the more iconic versions right now, including like the Japanese Atom. They just killed him. Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, he's partially Hispanic. He just got bumped for Hal Jordan. It's just Firestorm was black, now he's white again. There's a number of characters that keep getting bumped out for other essentially white men. So DC's under a lot of fire, so they're trying to get this Blue Beetle thing off the ground where he's a totally Hispanic character. He's young, he's appealing, he's sort of their answer to Spider-Man. And it looks like what they're talking about is maybe like a Smallville-type series. The problem is Blue Beetle's all about the costume, and it's a really superhero-y looking costume that works well in a comic book, but it's going to look like shit in a weekly TV series. It's going to look like, what was that, like the Black Scorpion or something? It was a really bad syndicated show.
How about Mantis?
Mantis?
There was another comic book, he played a saxophone.
Nightman. Yeah, it's going to look like fucking Nightman after a while.
Or the Tick.
Oh,
well, the Tick. The Tick was supposed
tick
to look.
It had heart, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think Blue Beetle stands a chance. I would love for it to, and I will watch it. But I don't think, because it'd be so heavily dependent on CGI for the costume, I don't think it's going to work. So.
Oh, okay.
Special. Ed, why don't you just hang up? Okay.
And this is the awkward pause moment of our podcast. Everyone just enjoy it. Go get yourself some coffee. Feel uncomfortable for a little bit.
Touch yourself inappropriately.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
And we're back. All right, so do we want to touch on anything else DC or
Wonder Woman?
Okay. Besides actually physically touching people in DC.
Never mind.
No, I guess not. Do we want to try and play What the Smurf?
Sure.
Play a quick round of What the Smurf? Let's go to five points.
I hate the Smurf.
I think Shag, who doesn't even know the rules, I don't think he heard the rules.
So make him play without the rules.
Actually, no one has heard the rules because it happened before the podcast started.
Did
he? Yes.
Lee, you're just mad because you didn't get that one.
Well, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's it. Here's the plan, folks. We're gonna run this on a test run real quick, because we're gonna see if we should use it in our biannual or bi whatever centennial or bi weekly geek off that we do every so often.
Just to be confused with bi curious.
Basically, the idea here is that we have either a TV or a movie. We're going to read a line from that TV and or movie. Not and or, just or movie. And we will replace keywords in it with the word Smurf. Call this What the Smurf, because everything is better in blue. That's what we think here at the Unique Geek. Isn't that right, Ed?
Yes.
All right, so.
Do that more sinister-like. Yes.
Okay, so I'll cue you again, Ed. Isn't that right, Ed?
Yes.
So, for example, I will just throw this one out here real quick. Let's see. This is probably not going to be a very good one. Hey, you got one over there? Oh, no, wait, sorry. Serv has to answer his phone.
Get these motherfucking Smurfs off this motherfucking Smurf.
There you go. That would be...
Thanks, on plane.
Here's one.
There you go.
Smurf
and
on
so,
plane.
Dr. Smurf finds himself smurfing from Smurf to Smurf.
Back to the Future.
Close.
Back
anyone.
To the Future 3.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Quantum Leap.
Yes. Dr. Sam Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life.
There's a few too many Smurfs in there, I
Shut
think.
Up.
No,
yeah,
there wasn't.
See, we get a Disney Smurf.
So,
Give him the Ed.
Give him the what?
Give him the Ed.
Oh, sorry.
Well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
Give him the yet. That's right.
All right. So basically, we're going to go through this. We'll go to 5 points, and then we'll get out of here for the evening. Why don't we start with Serv's going to read, and he'll read to Carrie. Carrie, this is your first. And we can give you a hint. Either it's TV or movie. Which one is it?
This one's really effed up, so I'm going to go to the next one.
Serv can't read. Come on.
Sounding these things
is
out.
It a TV or a movie? Is Carrie still with us?
I am still with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
This is TV.
I probably should have given you more heads up.
Yeah, that probably would have been better. Okay. All right, partner. This is where we separate the Smurfs from the Smurfs. What's your bet, Mr. Smurf?
Let's roof, Rorge.
Oh, man, this one's terrible. This one's awful. I can't even. This one's.
All right. Okay, here. I'll give you this one, Carrie, then.
All right.
What's up, Smurf?
Oh, come on, John.
Incorrect.
No, that is incorrect. Anybody want to take a guess?
Like I didn't grow up watching Merry Melodies.
Well, actually, no. It's the Moops. The Moops. No, it's the Roadrunner, Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner show. So I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Oh my God! Just
okay.
You know what it was,
sir?
Yes, he did.
Sir, that's 1 point for Carrie. Sir will be reading to Ed.
Ed. Are you ready?
Is it a TV or a movie?
Yes. It's a television. This morning I came to a startling and horrifying Smurf. Since your arrival at the Smurf's Nest, you have insidiously eroded away my sense of Smurfiness. The guest Smurf house should be condemned. Smurfy! That wouldn't be right, to spend Smurf's money without his authorization, would it, Smurf? Smurf, I need you to do some investigative work for me.
Dear God, how long is that one?
Jesus. Magnum P.I.?
That's right!
How in God's name did you get Magnum P.I. from that?
It was the wicked,
the voice.
Good,
that's all I got
Robin,
it from. I'm like, oh, it's
Higgins.
That Higgins guy.
Right. It's got a man crush on the Selleck's mustache. So.
Okay.
Okay, this one is for Lee. Lee.
Oh,
this is from a movie.
Okay.
It's from a movie. This
it's
is
a
the
movie.
Okay. This is the most advanced Smurf park in the world. This is the most advanced Smurf park in the world.
Jurassic Park.
Very good, very good. Everyone's got 1 point. This is going way better than I thought it would. Rocks. Ed will be. I mean, Ed will be reading the rocks. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay.
Smurf off.
All right.
I said that earlier.
Oh. Since you'll be smurfing around for a while, I'll leave you a Smurf to work on. The more you smurf away, the larger it grows. Holy Smurf! It's a television show.
Batman.
Yes.
Okay, Shag, this is for you. Read this Smurf. You have to be at least this Smurf to ride this Smurf. Read this Smurf.
Show.
Oh, movie. Read this Smurf. You have to be at least this Smurf to ride this Smurf.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Incorrect. That would be Big.
Okay.
Shag. I was supposed to have the effects.
I'm a loser.
All right, we're back around to Carrie. Ed, I mean.
God damn, man.
Ow. I'll be served.
It's pretty special. Desk.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's a television show.
You realize when you're reading television questions, someone didn't own a television for almost 10 years.
It's my wicked good accent will make all the difference, so don't worry
about
it. I'll carry the day. Smurf, release the Smurfs. Where's Smurf's little helper? Don't have a Smurf.
I'm completely Smurfed.
The Simpsons.
That was don't have a cow instead of don't have a Smurf.
Smithers right, released the Hound.
Where are we at? We're at Carrie's got one. Rocks.
Everyone's got one
except for Shag. That's right. And we're back to Ed. Ed, I believe. This would be a movie, and we're going to go with this one. It's a movie. Yabba Dabba Smurf. Yabba Dabba Smurf. It's for Ed. Yabba Dabba Smurf.
You're doing that just to upset him and make him sigh loud.
Yabba Dabba Smurf.
If you listen really closely, you can hear the vein growing in his forehead.
I don't know.
Do you really not know?
No.
Flintstones.
What? There's a Flintstones movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are three.
I was doing this on purpose.
Yeah, Liz Taylor in it.
He is a brilliant actor.
He's doing this on purpose, I think. Because he was really thinking of Flintstones in Vegas.
All rocked out. Next is... Who? Shag. Apparently it's next.
I think Leah rocks are next. Lee. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Do rocks serve? That sounds wrong.
Okay.
All right. This is a movie. Wait a second. Aunt Smurf can't weigh more than 100 pounds. What? It's better if I strap her to the Smurf? She'll definitely be fine on the Smurf. It's not as if it's gonna rain.
Throw Mama from the train?
Actually, good try. Vacation.
Vacation. Crap. Vacation. Yeah. Aunt, what's her name? All right.
Strapping her to the hood or the...
Yeah, all right.
Lee, this one is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Smurfette was raised on a small farm in the country of Florence. Her favorite pastimes were riding a Smurf and tormenting the Smurf boy that worked there.
The Princess Bride.
That is right.
I think it's the Princess Smurf.
The Princess Smurf.
Aw, you gave her the good one, the Smurfette one.
You notice he asked out of order. He's trying to diss him.
Yeah, I know.
Shag's next with Serve Reading. Who did I miss? Did I miss it? No, I haven't missed anyone.
Hey, one of Smurfifornia's finest at your service, miss. Hey, Smurf, I'm gonna 10-4 Smurf out.
Well, could move your TV.
TV.
Say it again.
Hey, one of Smurfifornia's finest at your service, miss. Hey, Smurf.
I know this
I'm gonna 10-4 and Smurf.
I have a guess.
I have a guess. Could it be Chips?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who did we miss in that round? Anybody? Nobody. All right. We're back to.
Nobody that is admitting it. Yeah. Okay.
We are back. What is the current score? Anyone? Who has two? Lee has two.
Ed has two.
One.
Ed has one. He missed Flintstones.
Does Carrie have two?
Are you just writing this down?
No, Carrie doesn't have two. No, we're not writing this down.
Why don't you write this down?
I think Lee has two.
Apparently, you're new to this podcast.
Because since Lee is sort of like... Lee's like sort of the guest. You know, John's being nice to her.
All right, so this one is for Carrie. Carrie, it is a movie. Unlike Serve, I only read one line. Serve reads like all three of them. Listen, Smurf. I think I should be in charge of the flashy Smurfy thing. I should be in charge of... Excuse me. Let me read that again. Listen, Smurf. I think I should be in charge of the flashy memory thing department.
Busted.
Oops.
Busted.
That would be Smurfs in Black.
That's correct. Smurfs in Black. Ah, damn it. I screwed that up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, you get it. Hey, you get Ed now.
Television show. I'm going to go full on accents. You can't miss this. Are you ready?
He missed Flintstones. I know, on purpose, but he still missed Flintstones.
Are you ready? I think you're getting more Smurf all the time. Or alternative line, I can't give you any more Smurf. She's burning up.
Magna P.I.
Live Smurf and Smurf.
BJ and the Bear.
Oh, ew. So close.
T.J. Hooker. It's T.J. Hooker, isn't it?
It did have T.J. Hooker in it.
I thought it was Boston Legal.
This one is this one's for Rox, I believe. I think we're there with her, right?
All
right. I'm glad we smurfed you at home. Could we use your smurf? We're both in a bit of a smurf. We'll just say where we are and then go back to the smurf. We don't want to be any smurfy.
Is this movie, TV?
Oh, movie, sorry. This is definitely up your alley.
Oh, come on, Ross!
Oh my god!
Oh my god, yes!
I'm glad we caught you at Smurf. Could we just use your Smurf? We're both in a bit of a Smurfy. I said hurry before, sorry. We'll just say that where we are, then go back to the Smurf. We don't want to be any Smurfy.
Oh, crap. The ice storm.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You know what? That's not really... I never really cared for that.
Oh, really? But, I would have thought that would have been all you.
No, not me. No. Oddly enough, I really don't care for it.
Oddly, though, it was Lee. Lee's into the transsexual folks.
I thought I'd go for the really weird answer of the ice storm.
Sing it, Carrie.
Let's do it.
It's just a jump to the left.
Step to the right.
Supposed to be putting Smurf in there.
It's just
guys.
A Smurf.
Come
to
on.
The left.
Let's do the Smurf again.
Smurf warp again. All right, you are reading for Shaggin? No, Lee. 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 You got Lee.
Lee, this is a television show.
Okay.
And I know you can get this one.
Yeah.
Today's Smurf brought to you by the letter Smurf and the number Smurf.
I hate you, Lee. Hate you.
Sesame Street.
That's right. I was either...
Yeah, just because you're a guest, you get all the easy ones.
That or, once upon a Smurf, twice upon a Smurf. Oh, sorry.
Three Smurfs.
All right, this one is for... This is one's for Shag. Let's see. Hey, Smurf. De-Smurf. It's a TV show.
Yeah, that would be Fantasy Island.
That's correct. Yeah, you got one. All right. Actually, you know what? I think we'll declare a winner here at this point.
The
winner is anyone who listened.
Ed.
Yes.
Anyone named Ed wins tonight.
Yay!
Ed, yay! Woo! All right, well, we'll see.
It's time to play the Smurf.
Yeah, we
it's
need
to. It's time to Smurf the Smurf.
That's what we need. We need a theme song. That's what the problem was. That's where all the action was. All right, well, anyway, so any closing thoughts? I'll go around the horn real quick. Carrie, any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
Interesting rumor that Google...
Oh, hold on a second. Way too loud for me. Go on.
Google may be starting up their own music store. Still in the rumor stage, nothing firm yet, but it would be an interesting start to competition for iTunes.
Dang.
Google's probably the only company out there that has the technical know-how and the available capital to make something like that actually happen.
Okay. What do we know? Is this just going to be for Android only?
Yeah,
or
it's linked with the Android product line, but again, this is all hearsay at the moment, so nothing firm. But it's an intriguing rumor. It's one that I think would be fantastic. Competition's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry, I got distracted there a bit. All right, so I'm an Android. Who all here uses Android? I know
I'm raising
I
my hand.
You're raising your hand. Anybody else? Carrie,
no,
do you
I
use
have a track phone? That's the number one phone for drug dealers.
I use that one too.
I use a Crackberry.
Ah, God, stupid thing won't stop. Okay, sorry.
My iPhone 4 being delivered tomorrow.
Oh, you have one coming?
Yep, it's going to be delivered.
Oh, wow.
You weren't canceled like everyone else?
Nope.
Huh, interesting. Shag, anything you got in closing?
I like candy.
Alrighty. Lee, how about you?
Oh, is that Lee?
Yes, that was Lee.
I am just actually still depressed that Serve has never seen the Toy Story movies, and I think we should all harass him until he does.
That's a very good point.
I promise you, we will continue to harass him even if he does see all of them.
Well, we can harass him for other things, but he needs to fill that dark, dark hole in his soul and see the three Toy Story movies.
Rox, what about you?
Ooh,
do you want to see a Toy Story movies? No,
DC Vertigo is releasing a reprint of the Saga of the Swamp Thing, the Alan Moore.
Yes they are.
Book three.
Alan Moore, he of Batshit Crazy.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about all of that? From what I hear, DC is the main DC universe is reabsorbing the Vertigo characters that started there. Like Swamp Thing, who started in DC and moved to Vertigo, is going to come back to primary DC. I guess that means Constantine would come as well. Maybe even House of Mystery. You know, all that stuff is going to come back to the main DC universe. So they could really have potential to fuck that up really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just so people know, in this story arc, Constantine makes an appearance. So
his first appearance, I think, actually. Isn't
yeah,
it?
First appearance, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Ed, any closing thoughts?
I broke my Wookiee.
Well, you shouldn't play with
I'm
it.
Sorry?
You go blind if you keep doing that.
What about you, Surf? Did you break your Wookiee?
Nope. My Wookiee's perfectly fine. My evil, dark, chewy center is perfectly intact. but I am going to read this one last line that I found. Shall we play a Smurf? How about global thermonuclear Smurf? Which side do you Smurf? Please list
primary
Smurfs.
Oh, that's war games.
Smurfs.
I win.
It took you that long?
All right. Well, for me, I have absolutely nothing except for, you know, good day to you all. Until next
good
time.
Good day, sir.
Good day, I say to you. That is all.
Good day, sir.
And I also have this for you.
Well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
I'm day, crying sir. Over here. Ed keeps yelling at me.
Snucks.
Until
busy
next time,
lifting
folks.
Drinks.
Peace. This is when we say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
This has been have a lovely day. Geek.
UniqueGeek.com.
You can reach the geeks by calling 813-579-3542. Send your comments, complaints, and story ideas via email to thegeeks@UniqueGeek.com. Join our list by going to groups.google.com/group/TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, share-alike license. Peace out.
So Dana Schneider is now officially a guest at Dragon Con.
Shocker.
Oh, you know what? I think he honestly waits till almost the last minute. He did that last year.
Is this really the last minute? I mean, this is still 3 months out.
There have been, like, I don't know, over the last week, there have been some pretty big announcements, actually. I mean, the whole...
Like, I'm going. I mean, there's that.
Right. John. And then Barbara Eden.
And me.
No way! I didn't see...
Oh, they got all the I Dream of Jesus. Genie people.
Rox,
they got
I
all
only post something, wow. Like, weekly.
Yep, they got Bill Wheatley and...
Larry Hagman.
Neil Adams.
And Bill Daly.
Yeah, so you got...
Yeah, but you know what?
Roger
honestly,
Healy.
I was a Bewitched fan. I was really a Bewitched fan, but you know... There's that rivalry of who is more powerful, Jeannie or Samantha. I always bet on Samantha because she was smarter.
Well, they were both hot.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I always bet on Black.
I mean, Samantha could travel back through time.
The genie had a cool bottle.
Yeah, but she was stuck in the bottle for how many thousands of years?
Yeah, and after how many thousands of years would Samantha still be alive?
She'd find a way. She'd call on Uncle Arthur.
Although I still think probably the coolest is Stan Lee right now. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Stan Lee's pretty...
I've seen Stan Lee at MegaCon a couple times. So I can I can actually pass on Stan.
He's gone to MegaCon, really?
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. Actually, yeah.
That's a surprise.
It was really nice because it wasn't when he was there, it was still at the convention across the street from where the magic plays. So the convention center is not that big.
I like to call MegaCon Mega Eh.
Yeah, it is now. I mean, I haven't
gone. What do you call it, Mega Eh?
Ever a big thing?
It's lame.
It is.
I've been to
a big sellers conference.
Yeah, I think Ed, you and I went, and I think Shag might have been with us, or maybe it was just you and I. But I mean, it was like a dealer room, and that was it.
Yes. Been a couple of times, and both times was a waste of money.
Yeah, and I went with Ron, let's see, a couple of years ago, and they had some guests. They had, like, you know, some folks from Heroes, back when Heroes was actually good. But the thing was is that they had no sense of planning where to put them and how to direct traffic and everything. So everybody was in this one corridor, and they backed rooms up back to back, so everyone was in line, so the room was packed, so no one could get in. I was trying to get, you know, it was a nightmare, and I was just like, yeah, no.
But I actually sold some I actually was in the small press area for comics with a friend of mine, and this was, I don't know, probably was like 8 years ago that we did two shows, and I did really well. You know, selling my little crappy chick track kind of ripoff comic. You know, it was good for like the real indie thing. You know, almost like the zine market. But then it just went downhill when the anime thing started. Really,
yeah, it really is a bunch of anime.
Yeah, pass. But I went to one. I honestly, out of all the years I've ever gone, I went to one panel. And I don't know how we stumbled on it, but it was oh crap.
Bigger than Redbox?
I'm gonna forget this. Gil Kane and a couple of the other older comic artists. Anyway, they were just grousing about the new, this was well over 10 years ago, maybe 15 almost, and they were just complaining about the market. We're old and nobody respects us, and you know. Anyway.
All right, so by the way, the main instigator in this whole thing is not showing up tonight, by the way. Shag.
Wait, what? Shag? This was all Shag's idea.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of. Actually, it was originally Serve's idea.
Well, I mean the whole DC comic thing.
Well, actually, I had mentioned that. But I figured we'd also have Shag and possibly Michael Bailey and some people that could carry some of the deeper topics, but...
Oh, well.
I mean, Ed, I think, is the only one that might have a... Might be DC literate.
Yeah.
Beyond...
Not these days.
Beyond the
big DC as far as it's like Vertigo stuff, so...
Yeah. What about you, Carrie? You ever read DC?
Just the Vertigo stuff. I gave up on my DC titles.
These are all a bunch of artists.
Come on, clove.
I've got to smoke my clove cigarettes.
No.
No.
You know, those are more harmful than regular cigarettes.
Not the point, so you know. Not the point.
It tastes better.
Hey, I had a 38-year-old today with his second bout of angina. He's already had one bout with was leading into a stent where they had to put a metal coil to prop his vessels open.
Wow.
Wow.
There's something magical about fried chicken and cigarettes.
No, there isn't anything magical about either one of those things.
Yeah, he's the manager of a Zaxby's in Waycross, Georgia.
Oh, dear God.
He smokes two packs of cigarettes a day, even after his first heart attack.
And he's how old? 38?
38.
Holy, is he a big man?
No. No, he did look like he was 50, though. If he took his glasses off and shaved his mustache, he would have been a dead ringer for Gargamel.
Oh, yeah.
For who? Speaking of which, I actually have a game for that.
No.
If we don't want to go the DC route, I do have a game.
Well, since we...
Can I kill a Smurf?
Possibly.
Since we don't have Shag or Bailey...
If I can kill a Smurf, I'll talk about it, but only if I can kill a Smurf.
DC a week.
Can I ask you guys, who's seen Toy Story?
Yes.
Not yet.
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not
it's
yet.
Only half. Shoot. Okay. So
I've heard it's amazing. I've heard it's the best of all three.
Oh, hey, by the way, in case you're wondering why Serv is dead inside, he has not seen any Toy Stories yet.
Serv? You've never seen a... What? Serv!
And John steps away from the mic to let the pummeling begin. No, I haven't seen any of the Toy Story.
Let's start on this, then. How can you not have seen Toy Story?
Well, I have seen Up. Yes. I've seen Up, and I've seen Monsters, Inc., and the most recent Disney cartoon movie I've seen was actually the Mermaid, the Little Mermaid.
Yes, the Mermaid thing, yeah, that will be called the Little Mermaid.
Dr. Jen wanted to see that, so I put it on Netflix, and I watched that. So, but Up was so much better than that.
Up was
she doesn't die at the end. Not like the
Up
real
was great.
Hans Christian
Up was good.
Anderson
Monsters, Inc.
Stole.
Was good. Incredibles was great.
See?
You haven't seen Toy Story? You've seen all
haven't
those
seen,
haven't
yeah.
seen Toy Story.
Right. Haven't seen Toy Story. Haven't seen Toy Story 2. And haven't seen Toy Story 3. So.
You need to...
Just a little dead inside. A little more dead inside.